The Mike O'Mara Show.
That's what's going on around the country. Here's what's happening in your neck of the woods.
Gang, now if you'll all be quiet, we'll start the show.
Took you long enough, you dummy.
Thank you very much. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Here's our phone number, 877-365-3636. We'll have the first buzz of the afternoon. We know you ladies are clamoring for that, aren't you?
Ladies.
Yes, women. Yes, women.
Women.
Hello, women.
Hey, women.
Hey, women, folks.
W-I-M-M-E-N.
Hey, women.
It's
Buzz
Mike O'Mara's
up.
Women.
I want to talk to Buzz, of course, and get reacclimated with the Buzz Babes, because we're going to continue all of that good stuff that we're having fun with. And I'm very excited about the developments over the break.
I'm looking forward to it, too. I'm looking forward to being reacclimated myself.
We're going to do that Friday.
I'd like to just get acclimated once.
Yeah, the deal is, until we have our coming out party for the, and that's not a gay reference.
Although
we have a gay Buzz Babe.
We do, in fact.
And they're welcome. Lesbians are welcome.
Of course
into
they
the
are.
Buzz
Everyone's
family. We're going to have our big coming out party for the Buzz Babes. But,
our debutante ball.
Until that thing, until that happens, all we have are our BYOB Fridays.
That's right. That's all we have. And that's plenty.
And they're always welcome.
And that ain't bad.
Right.
They'd be happy to come. They've been clamoring. They've been asking, when are we getting together again?
We might have a private party to go to after. After the
wouldn't that be something?
The show on Friday, and I'm not sure who's
coming.
Are you
going to have your chainsaw again?
We might have a real fun time. I've just become aware of a very nice private party where I will be with my girlfriend. So I mean, this is everything's on the up and up.
Of course, always.
And I think that
sure it is.
I think we're going to have transportation again.
That's
and,
nice.
So Friday's, you know, I'm already thinking I probably shouldn't come back from vacation and focus on Friday, but it's how I keep my sanity.
I understand. It's something to shoot.
At least
for.
You're not focusing on Saturday.
No, I'm not focusing. Oh, Saturday is a gone day.
Right.
That day is out of there. I'm not even going to pay attention to that. All right. We're going to get the first buzz, but I want to tell you my airline story.
Please.
And this is a true one. Mm-hmm. And the true ones are the best ones. I travel a lot with no incidents whatsoever. I mean, rarely does anything happen at all. And this was relatively minor, but significant enough that I have to mention it to you.
Sounds like it might be a good story.
We're flying on the fabulous United Express. There's the plug. For no reason whatsoever. Because I fly them because they go where I'm going.
Exactly.
And that's the way it is with a lot of these commuter airlines. And
they are a pinky finger on the United Airlines arm.
They're tiny. They're a zit on the elbow of United Airlines.
There you are.
There they are. And the thing is, a lot of people fly them because they go to places that, you know, people want to go to, these little towns. Mm-hmm. And it's crowded, and you get there, and the only thing I did that was kind of cheating, and people should be pissed off at me for this, is that I went into the express line for people with those special cards that you have. You
know, okay.
And because I had a credit card that has United on it, and I got away with it.
Well,
and I don't
go.
Know whether I should have or not. I've got
I
a United.
Think it's fine.
I flew United so much in the old days that I actually got myself a United credit card. So I flash that all the time because it's the mileage plus.
Sure.
You get miles for your credit card.
Faithful purchases. Customer.
Did you have a plan for if you got called on it?
Yeah, the plan was probably just to turn around and say dumb and go into the other line.
Yeah.
But you get there, man, and you get there on Saturday, and not Saturday, it was the 3rd. And I knew it would be bad because, you know, it's the day before a holiday.
It's Thursday,
and everybody's going to be getting out of Dodge.
Day before Friday.
This is just every time now. You know, when I went up to my nephew's graduation, it was the same thing. It's just, it's 7 o'clock, 7:30 in the morning, and there are 500 people. It's just...
Sure.
Jammed,
bleary-eyed,
because it's the hub and all that. So that's no problem at all. You know, it's going to be very cool. We go down there, and the plane is on time. As
Amazing.
A matter of fact, not only is it on time, because they say that on the board sometimes, but it doesn't come in on time.
Mm-hmm.
It's not only on time, but it's at the gate already.
That's cool. Now,
I'm
this
down
is
there.
You
this is,
and
this
Carla
is me,
and your daughters.
Carla and my two daughters.
Okay.
And my youngest daughter is going to sit next to me on this plane, and it's a small, they call them regional jets.
Mm-hmm.
And they were created to fly people to the smaller airports.
Puddle jumpers.
And they were supposed to save the airlines. Mm-hmm. And now because they burn just as much fuel
exactly.
as anything else, it's tough. And they're understaffed. And it's frustrating because they're trying to do their best. And I sympathize with the people that work for the airlines, too, because they got to eat. They've got their jobs there. And these people are, you know, they do job cutbacks
you
all
always
the time.
Take the side of big business.
I really do feel for the people that work at the airlines because unless they're being complete a-holes, they have to deal with the most miserable. you know, we had Peter Greenberg on the show, mm-hmm. and flying has been for a long time the land of suck that I discussed with him. Mm-hmm. But it has gotten worse. It is really now, you know, you're about 50-50 as to whether you're going to go through a hassle or not of some kind, whether it's lost luggage or delayed flight.
While we were on our vacation, was it American that said, or U.S. Air that says no more movies?
I hadn't heard.
Because one of the airlines says...
how much effing money does it cost to run a movie?
It's going to cost them like $3 million a year because there's 700 pounds of video equipment needed to do the movie system.
They're ditching the equipment.
They ditch the equipment, the planes weigh less, and it's going to save them millions of dollars a year. But...
bring your own movie.
Yeah, bring your own movie.
Our friend Peter Greenberg, the travel editor from NBC News, said anytime you get anywhere alive, it's been a successful, happy trip as far as he's concerned, which just pissed me off.
Yeah, but he travels a hell of a lot more than we do.
True, he does.
And that's how, and my brother-in-law travels all the time, and you just have to get, that's the mindset you have to have. Mm-hmm. You have to completely divorce yourself from any of the hassles,
and
you cannot take it personally because it's going to be the land of suck no matter what.
Hope.
All hope is gone, Buzz.
Right.
Then until something dramatic changes, probably long after we're dead, the hope is gone. So, but the little stuff with
what a horrible thing to say.
With fellow passengers, you sound like Werner Kremp.
But it's true. All hope is dead until after we're gone.
Well, what do you see anything?
I have a sliver of hope.
Do you see anything in the airlines?
Sure.
How? Well, how seriously, what ray of sunshine can you tell me you see in the air? We'll have that guy on
maybe
from
NTSB. Maybe US Air will bring the movies back.
Maybe.
That'll be better.
That'll be great.
And you can catch up on an episode of King of Queens.
It's going to suck for a long time.
I understand.
All right. You deal with all the hassles, but what I still do not tolerate are people with they're completely oblivious to others.
Inconsiderate.
And if a situation arises where you can do something about it, I believe you can either sit on your hands and take it, or you can step up a little bit. And if you're reasonably well assured that it's not going to be that big a hassle, you'll be cool.
I'm with you.
So we get on this small jet, and look, I have traveled with small children. I know that if you have an infant, infants can get out of line. Mm-hmm. But getting to about three or four, your children are, you can communicate with them.
They're trainable.
You can
trainable. Take it easy.
You can occupy them. Yes. You can prepare for a flight.
Yes.
And you can.
Easier now than it used to be.
You can be assured that if you plan, you may not have, it depends on circumstances, but you can be assured that you can make an effort to keep your children amused.
Absolutely. Uh-huh. $80 now, you can get one of those little DVD players.
Can get that. You can give them a book to read. You can give them a puzzle to solve. Mm-hmm. Well, this woman took it to a different level that I found completely and utterly unacceptable.
What she did.
She gets on the plane, and I thought first, mistakenly, as we will find out later in this story, that she was traveling with her child alone. So right there,
hands full.
You feel for anybody in that situation.
Sure.
Single mother. Widow.
It looked that way. She sits in front of me. And she begins to break out the books, and I'm kind of, observing this, and I'm sitting next to Elizabeth, and, I say I love you to my kids before we take off, and then, I have a little discussion sometimes. We're looking out the window, and that, other than that, they're like grabbing their books or coloring.
Right.
They were coloring, and they're older kids to cut, but they were doing it just having fun.
Occupying themselves
and
just fine.
They were coloring not because they're little kids. They're coloring, this is just a pretty cool way to occupy time. We don't feel like reading our books that we were assigned at school for the summer, so we're going to do this.
Vacation.
But they're trouble-free, but they're also, 13 and 11. You don't think about the kids that age. You can tell them to quiet down. This appeared to be, I will say, a four-year-old. A four-year-old, verbal, able to, read a little bit. And I see the mom breaking out the book in front of me. And this is as we are at the gate. We haven't begun to taxi yet. And suddenly this little voice comes. And the mother was asking the daughter to be this character, I guess, that they do at home. And the girl, if she had spoken in a normal voice, would have just sounded like a cute little kid. And, and even if her voice was raised a little bit, it wouldn't be. But no, this was turned into I don't know what the name of the character was. Mm-hmm.
But the girl was talking at this level with a little voice.
It sounds like Charlie. But I can't go up any higher than that. If I could, you would understand exactly what we were all experiencing.
Your ears would hurt.
Yeah.
It was going,
I don't want any more. I'm going to get that right now. No.
Is this the grown-up and the child?
No, this is just the child. And the mommy is saying things like, well, what does Mr. Wimplet want to do?
Mr. Wimplet wants to go right now.
Is Mr. Wimplet going to go to Maine?
Mr. Wimplet's going to go to Maine, and then we're really going to have lots of fun because we're going to go and see.
And this is
at
this level. Mm-hmm. But wait a minute. My voice is not high enough to get the right octave.
Well, trust
you
me, that's plenty annoying.
You have to know. I'm not even remotely doing this justice.
Not even close.
This is a plan. There's never like that.
And I look across, and Carla is giving me a look. Then the lady that's in the row in front, who appeared to be a college kid, looks back and is just like, what is this? And it stops. And I'm like, okay, you know, that's how we calm the child down. 5 seconds later. Okay, so Mr. Wimplet, they closed the doors. That means the plane's going to take off. Are you excited about that?
I'm really excited about that. We're going to fly the whole way down. It's going to be really good. And I want to go.
And I am, at this point, almost in a state of shock. I couldn't believe this woman is actually doing this with the child, because it's going,
I don't want him.
And I wish I could do the voice justice, but it's going on and on and on. Plane starts to taxi.
Okay.
All right. Then the plane starts to head its way out to the runway, you know, the number one runway, number one for takeoff, that kind of stuff. Buzz, you've traveled with me. You know, this is the time.
These things are important.
Crunch time.
Maybe just a little more quiet. So it stops again. We get there. We take our little left-hand turn to head down to the runway, about halfway down, going down there.
I don't want him on it.
And I go, as loud as I could, and she heard me.
Oh, good.
Good.
She heard me.
It's all right.
And she turns around and shoots me a look.
That's all right.
And then goes back and says, okay, we have to stop using that voice now, because the man in the seat in back of us complained. And and then she made the mistake of, you don't want him to complain again.
Oh, no.
If you use that voice, and then she started
the Mr. Wimplet voice.
And I don't even know what it was.
I like that name
Mr.
for
Mr. Wimplet was it. And then she started, no, because he'll complain again. And she looks at me with these big, veiny blue eyes, and she turns around, she goes, he'll complain again, and looks at me, and I looked at her, top of my lungs, eyeball to eyeball, and I go, count on it.
Yay.
And I don't know if I got any credit from anybody else on this plane, but for God's sakes,
that's
I was
great.
So frustrated.
You were right.
It drove me insane.
You were in the right, Mike.
And she was silent for the rest of the flight.
That's excellent.
This is, by the way, the real reason they don't let you take guns on planes.
You're absolutely right. And then we get off the plane, and I see Daddy. She meets Daddy and the son,
finally,
who were in the front of the plane, and I think I understand why.
Oh.
You know, we'll sit. Oh, that's okay. We'll be in row one while you're in row 14. No problem at
Send
all.
Send them back.
They were hiding.
Oh, my God. But that was it. Other than that, incident-free all the way up.
Good
and,
for you.
And only an hour and a half delayed on the way back.
That's not bad.
And no lost luggage. That is bad, an hour and a half. An hour and a half sucks.
Trying to keep it positive.
Remember? Yeah. Well, you think the airlines are coming back, too.
Right? I'm not saying that. All I'm saying is, Mike, is once you give up hope, then forget it. Hope. Always hope.
Keep hope alive. Is that what you say,
that's
Rob?
That's what I'm saying.
Without hope, you're hopeless.
I know that's your mantra. We'll get more on our vacations. Rob and his lovely wife, Carrie, and also Buzz almost losing his life on the vacation.
That's right. I'm lucky to be alive.
But now
you're
he's
all
here.
Lucky.
He's alive, and here's our very first Buzz of the afternoon.
Thanks, Mike. The Mormon Church excommunicated one of its own over the weekend.
Really?
For publishing a calendar of shirtless Mormon missionaries.
Oh, dear.
See, I made you spit out your water.
Oh,
top of the news. Chad Hardy was called before church elders on Sunday and told that his project was highly inappropriate.
Hi, Mike. I'm Chad Hardy.
Chad Hardy.
Do you know Chip Coffee?
This is Chad Hardy. Listen, have the missionaries in their nipples line up right across shoulder to shoulder.
This is individual pictures of missionaries?
12 missionary men, Mormons, without their white shirts and black ties and plastic name badges, shirtless.
Did he put them in positions?
He had them, I think, in actually sort of conservative poses, I would
say. Oh, so this wasn't perhaps them working out in a field on a hot day?
No, just them standing around without shirts.
Just posing?
Yeah, just
sounds like a great calendar.
Mormon missionaries.
I am a gay American.
Wow. There it is. Chad says the calendar's really more modest than a JCPenney catalog. He says he has no hard feelings about being excommunicated.
Sure you do.
He can still enter a Mormon church, but not its temples. He cannot receive sacrament, and he can neither preach nor teach.
They're really throwing the book at him.
Some of the models were also called before the council, but none of them have been punished. They've been told, however, to keep their white shirts on.
Now, Mike, with
you are a naughty little boy.
With your years as a Mormon, what's the difference between the church and the temple?
The only thing we're not allowed to do in my sect of the Mormon church is have our children speak in a little Mr. Wimplett voice.
And you're still living in the white place on Georgia Avenue, right?
Yes, indeed. And every Christmas, rain or shine, or snow, I climb the tower. I polish the baby Jesus
the spires.
That was actually modeled after Don.
That's right. So I remember in his diaper.
Every single year I do that. It's a wonderful ceremony. It is. And I only slipped once. Well, that's another thing I didn't tell you about is my falls.
Falling again.
Three falls. Three significant falls.
You're lucky to be alive.
Yes, three bad falls. I've had my third bad fall, but that's another story.
Indeed. 8,000 to 10,000 Californians dropped their drawers and mooned train passengers over the weekend in keeping with a 29-year tradition.
You said balls.
Yeah, baby. I'm sure occasionally.
Where did this wonderful activity happen?
Laguna Niguel. On Miguel. Saturday.
Yes.
Miguel,
yes.
Thank you.
Laguna Niguel.
Easy for you to say.
Well, see, in Spain, my name is Miguel. Uh-huh. You know, so
that's right. And
Miguel
as is mine.
It's, Niguel.
Niguel.
Laguna Niguel.
Laguna Niguel.
I think we might be heard somewhere near there.
Yeah, on the internet.
Yeah, but I also think,
do we
happen?
Have an affiliate?
I don't know. In California, we're always like getting them and losing them. We never know exactly where they are.
It sounds like it's in the southern portion of the state.
Sí. Bueno. I like that, though.
And this year, for the 29th year, may have been the last time.
Of course.
Law enforcement says the crowd is getting just too big to manage, especially since many of the revelers now bring tents, RVs, and even blow-up swimming pools.
Yeah, but what a good time it was, Buzz.
I was laughing so hard, I almost shit my pants.
Almost.
I love that tape. Well, this tradition started when a man said he'd buy a drink for anyone who mooned the Amtrak train, so it's mainly just a way to get free beer.
I like it. We need more. This is a time in our society that we need more crap like this. You have to have people mooning trains.
I agree.
Because look at it. If you want,
look at what we're dealing with.
One of the things I did when I was away, I really tried to stay away from media. I really
did. So did I.
And I was great at it. Mm-hmm. I read like one crappy book, one pulp book, James Patterson. You know that book Sale that's all out now.
It's wonderful.
I mean, it's you can escape with it, but it's meaningless stuff. You really don't. And it was great.
Yeah.
And when I came back, and you know, yesterday, the day before, and today, and I'm reading, and I'm watching everything that's going on with the world coming to an end.
Yeah, nothing's changed.
Isn't it wild to go computerless for like a week and a half?
It makes me a little paranoid. Mm-hmm. And I'm over in this this little harbor town,
right.
And I walk by an internet cafe, and I was this close, and I said no. Don't do it.
Good for you.
Don't do it. You have a cell phone. You know, if somebody needs to get in touch with you, they'll get in touch with you. And I couldn't, you know, when I had the restaurant, I couldn't do that. Mm-hmm. And this time, it was so nice to be free of it.
I took my laptop with me, but only had access to dial-up connections, which I haven't used a dial-up connection in, 10 years now.
Right.
I'd forgotten how incredibly slow
it is.
Oh,
it's the worst. It's great to stay. I think everybody, if they have any downtime to get away at all, should divorce themselves of all of that stuff for a little while.
We watched a lot of TV.
Your own butter, too.
What does that hand gesture mean?
That meant churn your own butter,
no,
Rob.
I think I know what you mean.
That's also the greeting I give you when it's like, welcome back. Welcome back, Rob. Hey, Buzz, did you have a good vacation?
I had a great time, Mike.
That'll be the standard handshake of the show.
Yeah,
the
salute. Doesn't look like butter.
Yeah, it's not like the Nazi salute. It's more like this. Hey, the Mike O'Mara show.
The Nazis should have tried that one.
It'd be a happier world.
Would have taken the edge off.
People have been nude beaching it at the San Onofre State Beach in South Orange County.
Yeah, Mike.
Yes, Rob.
For decades, but bear bums are banned starting this coming Labor Day. So nude beachers there have gone to court suing the state for not even having a public hearing on the matter first.
It's indecipherable.
This pants-wearing surfer who was on that beach with his 12-year-old son says it doesn't bother either one of them.
I'm kind of the belief to each his own. You know, if they want to do it, they can. But if this is what's going to pass, then I'm obviously in support of it.
So no real opinion.
Yeah, I mean, he's on the fence.
Gripping sound.
Was he surfing with his son?
He was, his 12-year-old son, and he were both wearing pants, and they were out there surfing, and there were a lot of people there who were not wearing pants.
That's very California of him.
Isn't it?
Live and let live. I mean, I think that if you put them in a certain place, they ought to be there. I mean, I don't want to sit there with my daughters walking along the beach that I think is fine,
right.
And then you get some 300-pound woman there with her pendulated stomach covering up her vagine.
Well, although if it's 300 and, wouldn't be able to tell if she was wearing a bottom or not.
But she wouldn't be wearing a top either, and you know what that's going to look like.
Yeah, I do.
And, we've already been to the pancake supper, if you know what I mean.
I can only imagine.
Really.
Officials are thinking about yanking the charter of a Helix High School in California's Grossmont School District after four teachers in that one school have been caught having sex with students. Two of the teachers were apparently doing the same student. Their subjects ranged from music to geography to business. Officials have ordered the school to show what it's doing to stop this trend.
Very good.
A new study says one in three teenaged girls gets pregnant before her 20th birthday.
Oh, God.
The National Institutes for Health says the number of teen pregnancies has now gone up for the first time in 17 years.
Welcome to the O'Mara house.
Oh, no.
You hear that? That's what Daddy's working on.
Don't even talk
Daddy's practicing. Daddy's practicing to shoot you between the eyes
or
if
lower.
If you're even thinking about that.
And just to make it clear, this is for the boy, not your daughter.
My angels?
Yeah, well, I mean, you didn't say. I just wanted to make it clear.
No, I'm talking about the boy.
What about the boy?
The boy. What about the boy?
Hi, how are you? All right, here. Nice to see you. Where are you going tonight? Oh, the movies? That's nice. Here, put this on your shoulder. That's just a little orange juice can. There you go. From Concentrate.
Nearly a 500,000 girls between the ages of 15 and 19 gave birth in 2006. How's that teaching abstinence thing working out for you?
Mm-hmm.
What's going on this side?
Hey, what's going on this side?
Coming up in the Hollywood Buzz, Angelina Jolie has twins and a cute pair of babies. And in the final Buzz,
Jesus, there he goes.
He's horny again.
That Bud,
still.
That's Belgium.
Yeah, very good.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
All right, Rob, do we have our patriotic music?
We do indeed.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is what we're going to do right now. Hear that? Them's fireworks,
too.
Everybody likes fireworks on the 4th.
Sure.
How are your fireworks? I'm figuring I got the odds with me on this one.
Uh-huh.
This is the way this game's going to work. Just call us with your best fireworks story. Now,
I can offer one to get the money started.
Okay, but I just want to I want to throw out this little caveat.
Throw it out.
You know, in the event that somebody died in your family, I really don't want to hear about that.
Okay.
I'm not going to give you a prize if someone died.
What about ER visits?
ER visits will be acceptable. And technically, if it is your own and you choose to call, I will accept blown off limbs as well.
Okay.
If you blew your digits off,
that's fine.
And you call yourself, you could be the big winner today. But
excellent.
More importantly, this came to mind when somebody said, "Oh, it was incredible. We were right underneath them." And until the little pieces of spark started landing like on the ground next to him.
Embers.
Ah, everybody loves fireworks. Who doesn't love them?
Ouch.
Some people get too close to them. Some people go to the public one. Some of you do it yourselves.
Some build their own.
Some people drink.
And what's that line you have about it, Rob?
Oh, it's easy if you follow the instructions, Mike.
And what are those instructions?
Light fuse and get away.
Get away.
Some people really don't do that.
No, they need
forget.
To follow the instructions.
So right now we're going to give you a chance to win 100 American dollars. Yes, Bethann, I'm giving away cash because it's the first day back. How were your fireworks?
How's your 4th?
Call us with your pyrotechnic exploits.
Yay.
At 877-365-3636. The person with the very best pyrotechnic story. And, Rob, you have one also, right?
Yeah, it's just brief, but it's ingredients for disasters.
Ah.
They were bored at my dad's house. We were drinking.
Yes.
And they got bored with lighting off all the firecrackers singularly.
Sure.
So they packed them in a box.
Uh-huh. Right.
And when they were setting the box on fire, another guy who had been drinking set up about 4 fireworks of the fountains behind them.
Right.
So when my father turned to run away, he had to run through showers of sparks.
Oh, that's not good. That's the kind of stuff
we're
looking for.
But you see, that's stupidity.
And that's mild.
No one was hurt.
No one was hurt, and that's celebrating your independence.
I guarantee you that people out in our listening audience were more dangerous than that.
I'm sure there's something that's happened worse than that today.
How are your fireworks? 877-365-3636. Call us with your 4th of July fireworks story. We'll be right after back. I said it!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.